from Streamline Publishing's Radio and Television Business Reports and our friends at Radio Inc. and partners at HispanicAd.com. Welcome to another Hispanic Radio Podcast. My name is Adam R. Jacobson. Buenos dias y bienvenidos. This is a very special Hispanic Radio Podcast because I'm virtually traveling to my hometown of Kingston, New York today, and we're going to be talking about a wonderful operation called La Voz. It is a two-hour radio show that is part of WKNY, one of my childhood radio stations that I grew up with. It's been a part of Kingston, New York and the Mid-Hudson Valley since 1939, and recently did something very unique that we've talked about at RBR.com. It is now a non-commercial, member-supported radio station, and as part of the programming mix, every weekday, Mariel Fiori and Antonio Flores Lobos, who are with us here today, do a Hispanic-focused Spanish-language radio show. It focuses on the needs of the community in ways that no other programming has achieved. Historically, this town of approximately 27,500 has been not a Latino hub. In the last 25 to 30 years, since I personally left, it has become a real epicenter for Hispanic culture and the Hispanic community across the Mid-Hudson Valley, in particular, Ulster and Northern Dutchess counties. So with me are Mariel and Antonio. They are, again, the co-hosts and producers of La Voz on WKNY. You can learn more at radiokingston.org. Mariel is also a board member of Radio Kingston, which was founded with the support of a man named Jimmy Buff. And for those of you in the radio industry who think that name does sound familiar, he spent many years at Radio Woodstock, WDST, and at before that, WPDH, a classic rock station in Poughkeepsie, which is right down the Hudson River. So welcome to the Hispanic Radio Podcast. My first question is for Mariel. Again, I grew up with WKNY. It's a heritage AM radio station. It's seen many changes since I graduated from Kingston High School, oh my gosh, 28 years ago. How did the La Voz idea and fruition actually come to be? How did La Voz get started, Mariel?
Well, La Voz is, apart from being a radio show, as you just described, we also have a magazine, a publication. I started this 14 years ago out of Bard College. So La Voz is a monthly publication in Spanish that we distribute throughout the Hudson Valley. So it was kind of a natural growth for the magazine to have also the voice in the air. Antonio and I have been doing for the past 7 years a similar show, but just 1 hour long for other local stations, communities, stations. So we wanted to have this every day as we are doing it right now, but it was never possible until last year when we found this opportunity with Radio Kingston. So this is like in a nutshell how it came to be.
So you really do have a brand, if you will, and this is one important brand extension. So it's not just a radio show. La Voz extends to a weekly newspaper. I assume that there is an online website as well.
Exactly. You can find us in lavoz.bard.edu. Also in Facebook page, La Voz en la Radio or La Voz Cultura y Noticias Hispanas del Valle del Hudson. And you were talking about how big the Latino population is. Only according to the census, we are about 15% Latinos here in the city of Kingston. I think that's much more. Our mayor tells us all the time that about a quarter of all the people, the newborns in the city of Kingston, a quarter are Latinos. The local school, the Montessori public school we have right here, the George Washington School, 40% of the children, 40% of the children are Latino. These days, the city of Kingston is discussing having a community ID for everyone who lives in the city. It's going to be a source of pride. And also it's a way to push for a driver's license for all throughout New York State. So it's a thriving city, as you can see.
And as you say, the transformation to me is astounding. And this is the story that I would like to present to our listeners, who mainly represent radio stations across the U.S. that could possibly do more by attracting the Latino consumer? And that could be what you guys are doing at Radio Kingston, or it could be an all-out change to Spanish language programming. This is my hometown. When you gave those statistics to George Washington Elementary School and the Montessori School, again, this is astounding. This is a change that has really transformed a city in 25, 30 years. I'm sure there are other cities across the U.S. where all of these changes are also happening. So there's obviously a mission involved, and it can't just happen overnight. So Antonio, can you just describe, you know, what really La Voz is intending to do in terms of bringing the Spanish language radio listener to what you do?
Sure. Thank you very much for having us. Basically, our mission is to inform and entertain our community. We deeply believe that if our listeners are well informed, they will be able to make better decisions when it comes to voting, when it comes to daily life. At the end of the day, we feel that it is all this information we provide our community will help them to increase the quality of life of our listeners. And when it comes to voting, for example, we realize that every month or every day there's a new young Hispanic who is able to vote, and elections are very important nowadays for the community.
So would you say that your show is mainly talking about the issues impacting the local community? Do you throw in some music? Is there any entertainment focus?
It is a daily 2-hour show with a lot of interviews. We interview a lot of people from the community and who have some information to pass on to them. And we talk about immigration. We bring in musicians. We are bringing officials and who pretty much anybody under the rainbow. Business leaders, it's just anybody who has some information, some positive information for a community. We figure that we are like a link to the community from our members of the community, from, you know, from politicians, from businessmen, from all these other institutions.
And I think that that's an important distinction between what you do and what is available through a plethora of media sources. Remember, we live in a world where anyone can go to YouTube or to Spotify, and if they want to hear the latest music from Mexico, they can just go to whatever artist they care to hear. They could even go to a radio station like La Zeta from Mexico and listen to that music. What you're doing is providing something that is unique that can't be heard anywhere else. So again, you know, that kind of describes what I think the importance of radio is to the Latino today. Yes, you can plug in a syndicated program, but at the same time, you need to have that balance. La Voz is really, you know, that balance, that link to the community, as you say, Antonio. Mariel, obviously, there's some support that's needed to do this. This is not something that's done out of the charity of Bard College. Are you getting sponsors? Is that underwriting support coming in? As you know, Radio Kingston is really something unique. It's non-commercial. How does La Voz fit into all of this?
La Voz radio show is part of the programming of Radio Kingston. As you just mentioned, Radio Kingston is a non-profit organization. And we are very lucky to have the sponsorship at this point of the foundation called Novo. So Novo Foundation is giving us most of the support. Also, we are doing underwritings right now, but the underwritings, the structure that we are going to have for it is going to start very soon. Is that all the funds that we get through underwriters, because we are looking to help also the local businesses. The local businesses are part of the community, so we want them their voices as well. The way that those funds will be distributed is that we are having a community fund. So all the money coming for underwriting support for the radio, for any of the shows, will go to a community fund to help any Kingstonian in need, no question asked.
Okay, well, you have, again, this unique radio station, and we, again, are talking to owners of perhaps AM radio stations in small markets with large Hispanic population growth. They don't really know what to do. They could be listening to this right now going, wow, this is a tremendous idea. What advice do you have in terms of how they might be able to add a program like what you're doing, even in a commercial radio setting?
Yes, well, we, in the past, as I mentioned, we have been doing a one-hour weekly show for local radio stations. And in that aspect, we did it from the kindness of our hearts because we love what we do. Sometimes we have some underwriters, but because of doing this, people got to know us, and now we are requested, and that's why we have a show at this station. So you can start from a very small place. You know, you will not be making a living overnight, but you can, you know, use it for several years until you can make the biggest step. So there are many options, and if the community needs it, like in our case, the community needs programming in Spanish that is locally focused, that deals with issues that we are all interested about learning, because we are here in this country to stay and to follow our version of the American dream. We need to know how things work. So this information is very needed everywhere. So if you have something good content to offer, that's a very the very first step that you need to have good content. And after that, you can get your local advertisers. And Antonio has more ideas.
I also think that the advice we can give to other radio station owners is that we engage the community in our program. And I mean that sometimes we go to a bodega and broadcast live our show from there.
Oh, that's great.
We go there, we ask the people coming in to buy their supplies or whatever they need to get from the store, and interview them right on the spot. I mean, we, in our show, we have a lot of people who work in colleges and universities who are professors, but we also have the common people. And so we go to them with this live broadcast that we do, not only in bodegas, but in restaurants and events that are taking place in the community. And at the same time, we ask our local businessmen, whether they're restaurants or movie theaters or whatever they are, to give us some kind of their products. Like a restaurant will give us a coupon, or will give us you know, some kind of document, so the people can earn it or win it in our station, and they can go and support their business. So we try to engage the community. We try to connect the businesses and the politicians with the locals by having us go there where the listeners are.
And to add to that, you know, we talk about engaging the community. We are part of the community. So it's very easy, if you are part of the community, to have a community station. You were mentioning about just playing music throughout the country, the same thing, the same playlist. We're offering the opposite. We are offering hyper-local content. So any other local station around the country who has hyper-local content that no one else is, or very little people are really focusing on, that's a great opportunity. We all need to be informed in this democracy.
And if I can add, I'd like to mention that we are very careful with the selection of music we provide to our listeners. We are not into glorifying narco corridos. We are not into songs that demean women. So we try to educate and entertain at the same time.
Well, I'm very, very pleased to have had this conversation, and I hope that it inspires some of the operators out there, wherever they are in the United States, to think a little bit about that AM radio station that they have that is just, you know, at a point where it might need a rebirth, and perhaps being la voz de la comunidad, wherever they are, is the way to go. So, Mariel Fiore, Antonio Flores Lobos, they are the co-hosts of La Voz at WKNY Radio Kingston in Kingston, New York. Thank you once again for taking part of this Hispanic radio podcast. Before I go, I just have to note that you mentioned restaurants, and it wasn't so long ago where Kingston was dominated by Rositas and Armadillo Bar and Grill. I would say very gringo restaurants. Nowadays, I think you can go to about 3 or 4 taquerias. So, you know, where can one buy a really good taco al pastor? I'm sure there's got to be a place, right?
Well, Mariel can tell you about tacos al pastor. I can tell you about tacos de carne asada.
Okay.
And my favorite place, my favorite place is Mi Pueblito. It's a restaurant right across from the Austin Performing Arts Center, the UPAC, right on Broadway, 590 Broadway. Best tacos, best salsas, really fresh, homemade food in that place. So that's my number one recommendation to you, Adam.
Okay. There are so many recommendations. I feel bad, but I'm going to just give you one. That's Diego's Tacos in Uptown in John Street. That's very good tacos al pastor.
And why do I ask these questions about food? Well, yes, food is a big part of Latino culture, but these are mom and pop operations. And when you have a small community, you want to be a part of the community. So again, you have your community restaurants, you have your community radio stations. It's all in partnership. And that really speaks to growth of the Latino population and coming together and you know, enjoying some food. But yes, you know, these are local businesses. And again, think about this when it comes to your community, wherever that might be. Where is Kingston, New York? Well, it's a quick 90-minute bus ride on trailways from the Port Authority upstate. So why don't you check it out sometime? It's a beautiful city and Uptown is thriving. I would say go probably within the next month or so. We're recording this on October the 3rd. Fall foliage time is coming. So, hey, go visit the Hudson Valley and why don't you check out La Voz at 1490 on your AM dial in the Mid-Hudson Valley or, of course, at riokingston.org. So with that, I say gracias to Mariel and Antonio. Una producción de Streamline Publishing. This is copyright 2018. All rights reserved. My name is Adam R. Jacobson. For more on Hispanic Radio, why don't you visit HispanicRadioConference.com. We'll tell you a little bit more about our upcoming events in March of 2019 and houses all of these wonderful podcasts. Thanks so much. Have a great day.